Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, July 13th, 2018. On this day in 1985, the Live Aid benefit concert took place in London and Philadelphia, as well as other venues such as Moscow and Sydney. An anti-terrorist investigator of the Berlin police is suspected of having communicated with his supervisor in the jargon of right-wing populists and neo-Nazis. According to an internal police quote, the state security official at the Berlin State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, demanded in an SMS to his superiors to, quote, stay away from Merkel and company and her shitty good people. In another SMS message, he used the number combination 88 as a farewell greeting. It stands for the H, the eighth letter in the alphabet, and is used in neo-Nazi jargon as code for the forbidden Nazi greeting formula, quote, Heil Hitler. The recipient of the SMS message, a chief detective, had not critically questioned the extreme right-wing slogans. However, as a superior, he would have been obliged to do so under police regulations. The text messages in question were discovered in the course of an investigation by the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office. The investigator and his superior were accused of subsequently manipulating a note about Anis Amri's drug dealings in order to conceal their previous inactivity in the investigation. The case was closed in April this year because there was no evidence of intent. However, the public prosecutor's office made it clear that the suspicion of file manipulation could not be dispelled. Upon request, the Berlin police announced that disciplinary proceedings had already been initiated against the officials in June of 2017. The police superintendent, who had used the 88 as a farewell, had received a reprimand. This is the weakest sanction in disciplinary law. The trial against the chief criminal investigator has not yet been concluded. One of the officers now works in another department of the LKA, and the other is still employed in state security. Germany's highest court has ruled that Facebook must grant a grieving mother access to her late daughter's profile and private messages on the social network. In a landmark judgment for the treatment of social media data after its owner's death, Germany's Constitutional Court in Karlsruhe ruled on Thursday that parents can inherit the contract between their child and a social media platform in the same way they would be able to inherit physical documents, such as diaries and private letters. 6 years ago, a 15-year-old girl died when she was run over by an incoming train in the Schönlandstrasse station in Kreuzberg. At the time, the police ruled out third-party negligence. Since then, her parents have been fighting over access to their daughter's Facebook account with the internet company in order to gain some insight into why she died. The mother had allowed her daughter to create a Facebook account in 2011 when she was 14 years old, under the condition that her daughter had to give her the password so she'd be able to intervene at any time in case of abuse. After the daughter's death, however, her mother could no longer log on to Facebook to view her virtual estate, despite the correct password. Facebook had already frozen the publicly visible profile of the account in a so-called state of remembrance, which is activated when someone reports the death of the user to the social network. The account is then no longer visible. It is unclear who reported the death of the student. The parents didn't do it, and their wish to look into their daughter's account was denied by Facebook. The mother, who is the plaintiff in the case, had won two court cases. Facebook took action against both. The social network referred to the personal rights of third parties, which are to be protected. However, the judges at the Court of Appeal expressly allowed an appeal in order to obtain the landmark decision that has now been made, as the inheritance of digital content is new legal territory. On the first day of the hearing before the BGH at the end of June this year, the Civil Senate, under the presiding judge Ulrich Hamann, after a one-hour hearing, showed a tendency that gave the parents hope, and they were finally granted access. Following up on the unknown jogger, Berlin police have finally identified the unknown man who has been in a coma for 4 months. the police announced on Thursday that he is a 74-year-old German man living alone with Iranian roots from Brandenburgische Straße in Berlin-Wilmersdorf. The man was identified on the basis of a reference to keys he carried. The jogger collapsed in the park on the 13th of March and fell into a coma due to a fall. No one had reported him missing. In the latest edition of the German Mickey Mouse magazine, which is published today, Donald Duck and his nephews Huey, Dewey, and Louie will come to Berlin. According to the publisher, the ducks pass by many Berlin sites. Donald and his nephews fly over the Brandenburg Gate in a hot air balloon and have a stop by the Charité Hospital and visit the pandas in the Berlin Zoo. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.